News. I'm John Scott. President Trump and Iran's foreign ministers say the Strait of Hormuz is now fully open to commercial vessels. Iran's foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, posted on X, the Strait is declared completely open. That's in line with the ceasefire in Lebanon. It was not clear whether the pause in Lebanon could lead to a lasting deal, but it could indicate that some progress was being made. A group of House Republicans rejecting President Trump's request to renew a controversial surveillance program without revisions to the law. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president wanted a clean 18-month extension of FISA, which U.S. spy agencies use to collect and analyze communications, without a warrant. Several Republicans pushed for greater protections for Americans and voted down the measure. They also rejected a middle-of-the-night compromise from the House Speaker, which some GOP lawmakers said wasn't strong enough. In the end, the House approved a temporary 2-week renewal of FISA. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In consumer news, a new Ford recall affecting F-150 pickup trucks. Lisa Dwyer has that report.
Ford is recalling almost 1.4 million of its F-150 pickup trucks in the U.S. because of a gear shift issue that may lead to drivers losing control of their vehicles and increase the risk of a crash. The recall includes F-150 light trucks with a 6-speed automatic transmission that were produced between March 12, 2014 and August 18, 2017. Vehicle owners will be notified about the recall by mail and instructed to bring their vehicle to a Ford or Lincoln dealer to have their powertrain control module calibration updated at no cost. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. A journalist issues a warning.
Stephen Shaw is the man behind the documentary Birth Gap, and he says experts and world leaders are ignoring the plummeting birth rate in much of the world. In most of the richest nations on Earth, including the U.S., the birth rate is below replacement, meaning that women are not having enough children to replace the number of people who are dying. Shaw says societies have actively deprioritized parenthood with potentially grave consequences in the near future. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new report from Human Rights Watch says Chinese authorities are increasing pressure on underground Catholic communities to join the state-controlled official church. The government also tightening surveillance and travel restrictions on all of China's estimated 12 million Catholics. China's Catholics have been divided between an official state-controlled church that does not recognize the Pope and an underground church that does. This is SRN News. Ranchers say they're reluctant to raise more cattle. That's despite a strong demand from consumers.
It's never been so expensive for Americans to buy a steak or hamburger, but cutting those costs requires ranchers to raise more cattle, and that's not an easy ask these days. For a host of reasons, ranchers are reluctant to grow the national herd, which is now the smallest it's been in 75 years. Among the obstacles, high costs for everything from feed to land, uncertainty, and labor shortages. The average price of all U.S. uncooked ground beef is up 48% compared to March 2021. Bob Agner reporting.
The Trump administration agreeing to resume funding a key Manhattan subway project after New York officials sued. The Trump administration had withheld almost $60 million in federal funding for building new subway stations in Manhattan. That's over concerns about diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI policies. More details at srnnews.com.